That's all ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If a busy day brings you a headache, let Alka-Seltzer bring you fast relief. Yes, I said fast relief. And when you have a nagging headache, that's what you want, isn't it, friends? Well, then you want Alka-Seltzer. Because there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from a headache. Now, here's why. Since Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you drink it, its pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go to work instantly. And because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. So don't forget Alka-Seltzer the next time a busy day brings you a headache. Let Alka-Seltzer bring you fast relief. Now, are you sure you have enough Alka-Seltzer on hand in your home right now? You never know when you might want that soothing comfort. Better make it a point to ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer today. Or, better yet, make it two packages of Alka-Seltzer. For that extra package on the side keeps the household well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and traveling companions, Lum, Grandpap, and Cedric, arrived in Las Vegas yesterday and located Abner's wife, Elizabeth, at the Dude Ranch. They also bumped into Ben Withers again, who'd taken another wrong turn along the highway. And now as we look in on our friends, we find Abner and Ben standing in line at the bus depot.
Certainly is a long line at this ticket window. Looks like everybody's taking a bus ride.
Yeah, now look, Ben, after we get you this bus ticket, now you're going to get on that bus and don't you get off till you get back to Arkansas.
Fine, but how
do All right, now, if you do get off, tell the bus driver not to leave till you're back on that bus.
Don't worry about me, I'll get along.
Yeah, you'll get along, but in the wrong direction all the time. You've been trying to get back to Pine Ridge for 4 or 5 days now, and every time you get further away from it.
I beg your pardon, did I hear you say Pine Ridge?
Yes, Ma, that's my hometown.
Well, my space fan, Little Fishes, I just a fan of Eddie not more than 38 minutes ago. It sure is a small world. I'm from Bordentown.
Oh, you ain't.
I have lived there all my life.
Well,
I born 6 miles east of there, but we moved to town when I weren't more than 4 or 5 years old, and I've been there ever since.
Hmm.
You most likely know Papa. He used to get over to Pine Ridge, every 4 or 5 years. Wes Carter, everybody knows old Wes.
No, I don't believe I've heard of him.
Oh, everybody's heard of him. I was the oldest girl. Edna was a year and a half younger than me. I had him on it for a look. You ain't related to the Sodders, are you?
Sodders? Not that I know of.
Now, you got them Sodders, and I got a 4 year one of them.
No, I'm a Peabody. Abner Peabody.
Sodders lived North Pine Ridge there for... Oh, well, I don't know how long it was. That was some time back. They spread out a good deal. Roy married a Kansas City girl. Peabody, did you say?
Yes, Mom. Abner Peabody.
Well, now, let me think.
I believe the lines moved up there, madam.
Yeah, we better shove up a little.
I know an Emory Peabody, but he lived at Odin. No, I'm wrong. That was Parson. Tall, good-looking fella. Traveled for a pot and pan company.
I wish you'd sort of move up, Miss Carter. You're letting some folks in the line ahead of you.
Oh, I ain't a Carter no more. I married Miss Arnold 1908.
Arnold? You're not related to J.W. Arnold of Mount Ida.
Mount Ida? You ain't from Mount Ida, are you?
Well, yes.
I've been there thousands of times.
My stars, it certainly is a small world.
Well, Miss Arnold, you better move up in the line there.
Well, here's the name you'll know, Ben. The Zickapoozers.
The who?
Right. Clarence Zickapoos, Kenneth Zickapoos.
I knew the Petersons. Melvin, I believe the boy's name was.
Herbert Zickapoos, Grandma Zickapoos.
Miss Arnold, everybody's getting ahead of us in line there.
No, I'm wrong. It wasn't the Petersons. It was the Parsons. Emory Parsons lived over there in Odin. Tall, good-looking fellow, traveled for a pot and pan company.
Grandpa Zickapoos.
I really don't know many folks from now about it. I've been down there dozens of times, but never actually long enough to get acquainted, you know. I'd go over there with Papa, but generally I'd just sit out in the buggy. That's before we got a chance.
Clarence Zinkerfuss drilled an Appleton Jackrabbit for a number of years.
Say, I bet you know Eddie Carden. She's down here in Las Vegas with me.
Is she a former My Lady resident?
No, she ain't never been there, I don't think, but her Uncle Ray, he drives a milk truck through there, or he... Oh, I just don't know what Ray's doing now.
Nettie Carden. Mrs. Zinkerfuss might know her.
Oh, Nettie's a grand woman. Just grand. She's going to stay over another week, you know, and visit her sister Floyd a while. Floyd lives out here now, you know. Well, I bought himself a little gas station. Say, you might have seen it. It's about 6 miles out of town on the main highway.
Well,
Lyle's doing right good, too. Well, it's actually the first time Florey's ever had anything decent at all. Board can't work no place for a while.
No, Miss Arnold, we ain't never going to get up to that ticket window if you don't move up there.
Huh? Oh, my face. Stand here again the way he'd think I never had a thing in the world to do with your talk. Oh, my.
Well, if you turn around and face towards the ticket window, you can see when the line moves up.
I got to get a ticket for Florey. I got my ticket already, but Florey's going to stay over, and now she's changed her mind. Thought she'd better keep me company. Oh, she's grand. There'll give me somebody to talk to on the way home.
Well, I wouldn't say that'd be much of a problem with you.
Well, you know how it is. You just can't get there and talk to strangers and start talking to everybody. Of course, I guess some women can. I can't do it. Now, I wonder what time that bus leaves here for Arkansas.
Well, that and the band here is going to leave at 10 o'clock this morning.
7:00.
Land sake, you get on that bus, too? Well, now, that'll just be grand. Just me and Nettie, somebody to talk to you. You'll like Nettie. She's a grand person. She signed up about sitting for the trip right now. Well, she's got it all done, for she'd have to in order to make this here bus for by now in time to leave.
Yeah.
Last close driver down here from Florey's. He's got a boy to help him down there at the gas station now so he can get out once in a while. Nice-looking boy, tall. Put me in mind of Emily Parsons sitting for his face.
Better move up, Miss Arnold. We're losing our places again.
Admiral, could I see you for a moment?
Well, I'm standing out here. Can't you see me?
Isn't there some other bus I could take?
Ben, this is the only one out of here today, and I don't think you're going to be on it.
But, Admiral, I don't think I could put up with that woman all the way to Arkansas.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. I'll admit that, but you've got to get back to Pine Ridge. Don't forget, you're the constable there, ain't you?
Yes, but if there's anything I can't stand, it's a talkative person. Especially somebody that keeps getting off the track and keeps telling about a lot of people you've never heard of before. It's highly annoying.
Yeah, highly. The worst thing in the world.
Oh, this point.
Say, Mrs. Arnold, I'll bet you know Howard K. Sutler.
Sutler? Sutler.
Leading Mount Ivy residents. Howard is in the undertaking game there.
I know Howard Adams. I don't suppose he'd be the same person, though.
There's a Duro Adams lives in Pine Ridge.
No, this was Howard.
That's the one. Howard Adams lives in Hatfield. Never amounted to much. How'd you happen to know him, Mr. Peabody? Did you spend some time in Hatfield?
No, Duro is the one I know. He lives in Pine Ridge. He's a city clerk there, sort of.
That must not be Howard, for Howard never amounted to much. Well, of course, I don't know why you'd ever expect him to turn out any different. That's proper of him.
Hey, I'll bet you knew Russell Altmeyer.
Never done an honest day's work in his life.
Who, Russell?
No, his papa's name is Walter, a lazy, no-count critter.
His name is Russell, and he is highly industrious. Been in the feed game for years.
Miss Arnold, if you don't move up there, we ain't never going to get to that window.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to hold up nobody.
I better find some other means of transportation. I can't listen to that woman halfway across the country.
I know you can't, but you've got to do it, Dan. Try to get a seat and a further end of the bus from her.
Please, darling.
Huh?
Is that what you said your name was?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Just seems to me like I know somebody's back there someplace, but I can't place them. How long do you live in Hatfield?
I don't live in Hatfield. I live in Pine Ridge.
Oh, yes, I've been through there. You taking this bus?
No, see, I ain't going back right now. Just being here. I'm out here with some of my friends and my woman, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Peabody?
Yeah. You know her?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh.
I could have swore I know the Peabodys lived around that neck of woods somewhere. I must be thinking about the Parsons. They had a boy, Emery. I knowed him real good. There was Elizabeth Peterson, and she lived in Odin. Did your woman come from Odin?
No. She growed up right there in Pine Ridge.
Well, I just bet you I know her. Is she stout, heavy set?
No, she's more on the wiry side.
Cool black hair?
Well, no, it used to be kind of brownish, but now it's sort of gray.
I'll just bet you I know her. I'd just love to sit down here and have a nice talk with her again.
Oh, yeah. After we get back home, and if you're ever in Pine Ridge, well, why don't you drop over? We live just a half a block off the main road there, Yellow House.
Well, now, if you and is ever over there at the board camp, I'm going to be halfway insulted if you and Elizabeth just don't bust into my place and have a nice fit.
Thank you.
Russell Altmeyer is not a lazy, no-count critter.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Fine. Highly industrious.
You know, Elizabeth just loves Nettie, and Nettie is a grand person.
Well,
just never gets riled up at nothing, makes no trouble for nobody, never has nothing to say. Oh, Nettie is grand. She's just grand, that's all.
Move up there, Miss Arnold. You're next after that fella there.
Admiral, let's get out of line.
No, we can't now, Ben.
Where are you and Elizabeth staying?
At the La Cucaracha Dude Ranch.
My stars, that's not far from Troy's place. It's just a hoop and a holler. Too bad we never got together while we was up there.
Yes.
My sakes alive. Leaving in that close to one another.
Nobody, you're next, Miss Arnold. Get up to the window there. Hurry up.
Well, tell you, I believe I've changed my mind.
Change your mind?
Yes, sir. Here. Give this bus ticket to your friend over there. I decided me and Ned is going to stay over another week so we can all get together and talk over old times.
How?
It sure is a small world, ain't it?
Well, that ought to brighten up Abner's stay in Las Vegas. Or will he get on the bus with Ben and go back to Pine Ridge? Now, I'd like to have a word with the ladies listening in. You ladies usually take full charge of the family marketing, and I'll bet you do your weekend shopping on Saturday morning. Well, before you leave home tomorrow morning, I want you to be sure to check and see that your Alka-Seltzer supply is going to last through the weekend, because you don't want your weekend spoiled by a nagging headache. You wouldn't want a case of acid indigestion to upset your plans for a good time, or sore, aching muscles from too much exercise. You want to be sure Alka-Seltzer is handy just in case. Alka-Seltzer offers relief from any or all of these common ailments. Relief that's dependable and relief that's fast. So check your supply before you start out. And if you're running low, be sure to write down Alka-Seltzer on your shopping list. Now that's good advice. And if you heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer when you need it. Take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat. Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. You can't afford to take chances. Take one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin capsules.